does that mean? What did it mean? It wasn't meant to be cryptic, apparently, according to the saxophonist Walter Perezader from Chicago. I always thought it was a road trip. Take Route 25 or take 6 to 4. Turns out that's not it. Let him tell you what it is.
That's a song about writing a song. Robert Lamb wrote it. And I was asked on an interview to England one time. I said, we've got this figured out here, old chap. It's Odds on a Horse Race. And other people thought it was something about a drug song or whatever. And all it was Robert was writing a song and he looked and it was 25 or 6 to 4. And he was having a rough time finishing the song. He didn't know if he should go to sleep or finish the song. As simple as that, ladies and germs.
I still don't get it. Is he messing with us? Yeah, maybe. Jack Osborne fuming. He was very angry. He dashed off a Facebook post blasting the tabloids because they ran photos of Ozzy, his dad, letting his hair go natural gray. Hey, maybe they could be gray Sabbath. But I digress. I'm going to try to skip over the bad words, but here is what Jack Osborne wrote. Dear BS tabloid journalists, in case you haven't noticed, it is not really recommended for people with Parkinson's to go get their hair dyed during an effing global pandemic. Just because my father's hair isn't his normal color at the moment doesn't mean S. He's 71, recovering from severe spine surgery. Moreover, he's on vacation. It's amazing that he can have a 50-year career selling millions of albums and all you a-holes want to talk about are his hair roots. Have some respect and decency. Oh, wait. I forgot your kind lost that long ago. It's time you were held just as accountable for your actions as the rest of us. Shame on you all.